What I do know is that there's a huge potential of it being such a big wealth transfer for people to get wealthy through this coming of this new creation, this new advancement in technology. And there's always been a case like this. There's always been, like, when the .com thing happened, people started to get all the website names, etc., and people started to move online, and everything that comes for the first mover of something that's coming soon is where you're going to make a lot more money and a lot more returns. And I think that's why I think that if you truly could think about digital currency and where it's going and how the world is changing right now, it's really changing and things are being reformatted to a new way. What is up, guys? Welcome to the Fierce Profit Podcast. And today I want to talk about this incoming cashless society that we have coming today. And it's something that I've predicted for a long time, that money, as we have fiat money, paper money, will be replaced by digital currency. And I remember the first time I came across this asset that was digital was, so if we talk about Bitcoin specifically, I came across Bitcoin maybe in 2014, and it was not doing something legal. I was buying something on a particular market that is kind of like underground, and the only currency they used was Bitcoin. And that was the first time I had come across something other than money. And I was like, why are people using this? Why are people exchanging items for this digital currency that was called Bitcoin? And I realized that there was like a exchange of that for dollars. And it was the first time that I knew that you could potentially create your own currency that actually has value without it being from the government or from specific like governmental departments or institutions, but you could actually have your own currency. And so at that time, I didn't know it would be big. I didn't know anything about it. I just used it, bought it, and that was it. And that was what I did. And it was about, I remember it was about like $50 per Bitcoin at that time, $50. And then I remember there was a lot of noise about it around 2016. I was hearing people talk about Bitcoin and how it was going to be valuable and how it'd be a great investment. And I feel like with me, I'm happy to invest, but it takes me sometimes to trust an investment. I have put money aside before in certain things that didn't work out, and I have lost money through that. And so I'm patient and about certain things, but that can also take away some of your gains. Because I remember if I invested at that point, 2016, I would have made a lot of money in 2017, which was, if anyone was into cryptocurrency, then it was the first, not the first, but it was a major bull run. And it was where Bitcoin went from, I can't remember the amount, maybe like 1,000 all the way up to $20,000. That's huge. Imagine when I started, it was $50. And then it became worth $20,000 at the end of 2017. I remember I just bought before the bull run. I bought Bitcoin for about 4K or 4,000 or something like that. And I just had some. And then I didn't know what I was doing with cryptocurrency, really. I didn't know what I was doing in investing. So I just bought some, let it hold. I just held it for too long, to be honest. I should have sold when it was very high, but I thought it'd keep going up. As a newbie investor, it's important to take profits on the way up. And from that point on, I started to become so interested and passionate about digital currency. I could see how much gains was happening within that industry. And I could see how much money you can actually make from $1,000 to $20,000. This is lucrative. This is unheard of in the stock market. In the stock market, you're lucky to make 10% a year. And that's a good year if you're in the stock market. And so I started researching, I started to dig into what is Bitcoin, like digital currency. There's other currencies that I was researching too, XRP, Ethereum, many others. It wasn't just Bitcoin that was a digital currency at that time. There was many digital currencies that went on bull runs at the end of 2017. And all of it crashed all the way down, maybe over 90% crashed from 20,000. Bitcoin went all the way down to 3,000. Many other coins went from all-time highs to very low portions of that. And But I started to understand how the market works and how markets work in cycles. And that was very natural for a bull run and then a bear market. Normally a longer bear market and then another bull run. So I started researching about cryptocurrency. And it just makes total sense how that's the future and how everything is turning digital and everything is turning into things that are in our pockets or online and not based physically. It's so much easier to store. It's actually safer to store. And so I realized how big this would be. And I don't even think right now as I'm recording this podcast, we even hit like how big this is going to be. And I remember talking about this a lot, like quite a lot of my stories, that how digital currencies is going to be the big thing, is going to be the replacement over time to what we have now or fiat currency. And it was going to take a time. It was from 2017. And I was like, okay, it'll take another 5 years before maybe we see another bull run. And that's like 2-3 years ago now. Now we're at the end of 2020 when I'm recording this. And so I feel like the reasons why digital currency is going to be so popular is for those. And I've seen in certain shops and cafes and things like that, I've seen people like advertise that they accept Bitcoin now. And recently, PayPal is going to start accepting cryptocurrency. So this is huge news for the industry. It is massive. And so when I come to this podcast, this isn't financial advice, but I'm coming from a space that I have made personally a lot of money from investing in cryptocurrency and selling at the right times. It's volatile, but I see it, just the incline of it is big and the potential is huge. And I just feel like we didn't predict electric cars back in the day. We thought it's always going to be petrol. Electric is now soon replacing petrol cars. Soon these online marketplaces are replacing stores. And so I think, what do you think, that currency is going to stay the same? There's digital currency is coming in a big way. And what surmounted that for me was the fact that the pandemic happened, and the pandemic has caused literally that you created shops to say, we only accept digital, we only accept cards, we don't accept cash anymore. Another clue to where this society is going straight to digital currency. And there's so many benefits of having digital currency. You have the efficiency of it, the fact that you can move it within seconds. Cash takes a long time to move. Even by bank transfer, it takes days internationally. Cryptocurrency takes seconds with certain currencies. And so that's just one of the benefits. Another benefit is that we can all store it on our own phones and not on our own systems, instead of having a bank, an intermediary looking after your money. Like, how do you know that you actually have any money in the bank? The banks use your money to make interest on your money, and they don't really have your money where they are. Like, your money is not actually there. They just use reserves when you need to withdraw. Your money isn't really backed by anything. And so I understand that your money isn't really, like, it's yours, but it's not at the same time. And people think they are just because it's in the bank. If that bank shut down or anything happened, where would your money go? Where would your money be? And so crypto allows it to have us in our own pockets. And it's our responsibility instead of the banks. So all this, the ease of use of it, the low cost to transfer it, the ease of transfer, the speed of transfer, the fact that people are now saying cash, you can't use cash anymore. These are all things that the cryptocurrency, it's coming. It's really coming. And that's why I suggest that people that are in my network to have some, like, have a piece of the pie, like, have some cryptocurrency so that you know that you can also benefit when it goes up, and that you're not one of the people that don't have any. It doesn't have to be much. If it's high risk for you, just even a little bit of cryptocurrency can hedge your bets when the world starts going towards a fully digital society. And so there's also some cons from having cryptocurrency. I know I've spoken all the favors, but to some degree, it also makes your money easier to track, and it makes you, because on wallets are public, and so you can see when people are moving money around to other wallets. And yes, those wallets are anonymized, but people can see that. For some cryptos, not all of them, some are more anonymized than others. And who knows what the true extent of how the government may even use it to their advantage. We don't know all this stuff, but What I do know is that there's a huge potential of it being such a big wealth transfer for people to get wealthy through this coming of this new creation, this new advancement in technology. And there's always been a case like this. It's always been like when the .com thing happened, people started to get all the website names, etc., and people started to move online. And everything that comes for the first mover of something that's coming soon is where you're going to make a lot more money and a lot more returns. And I think that's why I think that if you truly could think about digital currency and where it's going and how the world is changing right now, it's really changing and things are being reformatted to a new way. And part of that is how we manage money and how we deal with money. And so this is a real opportunity to use that for your advantage. Deutsche Bank predict that the number of users will go up to 200 million in the next 10 years. And that's over four times what the amount of users are right now. And the internet took 20 years to reach that level. And I truly think that is an underestimation. I believe crypto will be even more than that in 10 years. There'll be so much more adoption by that time. Further to that, crypto has more than just the use of a payment-to-payment system. It can also be used as a store of value because it's scarce. Because, for example, Bitcoin is only 21 million of them, which means that we can't have any more Bitcoin, meaning it's actually backed by that scarcity. Rather than the dollar can be inflated incredibly because you can literally print it out. You can print money, which is why the dollar is an inflationary asset. There's always, inflation affects how much value you have today. Bitcoin is deflationary because you can't mine anymore once it's finished mining. You can also use it as a backing towards a representation to things like gold and silver and other commodities. So you can have a digital coin that represents that, which you can also use. There's also privacy coins like Monero and Zcash, which allows more anonymous transactions to be made. And it allows you to have also decentralized apps, which are apps without a central authority and that connect the user to the creator. So as you can see, there is many uses for that. And I also feel like countries without like a huge financial infrastructure will be able to take advantage of a decentralized banking system. So without the need of having banks, when instead of having people in charge of their money, and without having to depend on the US or these larger countries for the value of their currencies, but having a digital currency, which none of those affect it, which is a fairer way of distributing wealth and storing wealth. So that pretty much wraps up my cryptocurrency introduction in a way, and kind of how I feel about where things are going in terms of the world financially. And in my one-on-one coaching, we go more in depth about my particular strategy around cryptocurrency, how I implement that to create financial wealth, you know, how I buy and sell, what cryptos I pick and choose. And I might go in detail on some of the cryptos that I really like on future podcasts. If I feel that's beneficial, if there's like a desire for it from you guys. But to wrap up, all I can say is do your research, look into cryptocurrency if you feel like you want to take advantage of what's going to happen, in my opinion, and use it for your own benefit. And it's just cool to study about. It's cool to study where things are going in terms of our lives, so we can preempt things and we can prepare and we can make sure that we are the ones that take the benefit of being first movers in a particular industry. So with that said, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Fierce Profit Podcast, and I will see you on the next one.